discussing the whole parsha of the separation of Avram and Lot. Avram Avinu tells Lot, "He pardon me alai. If you go right, I'll go left. If you go left, I'll go right." So the Ralbag is fascinating. It's almost, you could say, a shmuz on every single Ralbag here. Each toelis I did, I said, this shmuz is better. And then I went to the next one, and I got 20 shmuzim. Not that you have to agree with any of them, but I just want to go through like three or four of them. I want to bring out one deher, and I'm not even sure whether there could be multiple deheres. The same strategy I'm using, you could use it if the shmuz is eisgehalten. You could say for a deher for each one of the things that he brings out. But the reason why there are so many marmakos is because I forgot to make marmakos until about 5 minutes ago. So that's why I didn't have time to cut and paste. But if you look at the bottom of Tawalas HaTshi'i, Tawalas HaTshi'i Ubimidos, Hula Harchak Midas Akina, a person should try and stay away from the Mida of jealousy. Kiboya Gia Hefsid, the Kibbutz Amadini, Mashla Yelam. This will only bring a terrible loss to the Achdus of everyone, Mashal Yalam, I guess, which can't be avoided. Halotira Sha'avdam, Lokine, Avram, Lokine, Belot. Avram was not jealous of Lot. Im Yelo Hamara Hatov, Lemekneu. Avram Avinu was not jealous of Lot if Lot would have chosen the better. Aval Nosim La Bechira, he gave him the choice. Vistapik Vimashi Azru Lot. Me'amara. So in other words, if Avraham Avinu would not have been a sholem in this midah of jealousy, which I guess it means the midah of avoiding jealousy, so Avraham Avinu may have not given Lot the choice of, if you go right, I'll go left. If you go left, I'll go right. Because jealousy would have set in. He would have been jealous of Lot. I mean, and kin is a bad midah. It's bad. It sounds like Avraham Avinu had the authority to position it and frame it the deal the way he wanted. It says, "Im heyos l'Avram koach l'kachas amara tov b'chazaka." Avraham Avinu could have strong-armed Lot to doing anything he wanted. Ki kfar hisgavra al arba malachim. He just beat the four kings. So if he just beat the four kings, l'chora he'd be able to be victorious over Lot. Not as strong as the four kings. He could get what he get his way. And he may not have gotten his way because possibly there could have been a mid of kinna. Okay, let's go weiter. Hatoalas Hasiri, Ubemidus. Vusheroi Shia La Adam Koach Hasevel. A person has to have the ability to be sovel, to just endure, to tolerate. Kibo Yusru Harbe Mamazika Manoflim Bem Neadam. This could cause a lot of damage to people who fall. It's because of this problem. Vushekvar Higia Misavlonis Avram. He changes the lashon on bottom. Halotira otsem sovel Avram. You see the great ability for Avram to be sovel. Shlokos alot. He didn't get angry alot. Mnei shlohochiach roav. He didn't give mussar to his shepherds. V'nosan habchir lelot livchora me'amara mashayirtza. And he gave Lot the choice to choose whichever he wanted. We'll get back to this in a second. HaToelis HaAcharasar, Hubemidus, the 11th Toelis. A person should choose the smaller amount. Better a person should choose the smaller amount that Shalom comes together with, than from choosing a lot, but Meriva, but Machlokas comes together with it. Kitamamru, he quotes Pasuk of Mishlei, Halotira, Shavram Bochra Ma'at Me'amara Livknei Masholam, that Avram Avinu chose to take the smaller amount from the shepherds that came with Sholom, Yosef Meharav Imamariva, rather than the greater amount, the bigger choice that would have come with Machlokas. Hatoel Sayud Bezu Bemidos. A person should be happy with a little bit. Mistopic b'muad. Should be satisfied with a little. Don't go after all the big things. Hello, Tira Shavram, histopic b'mara hanishul emgneu. He was satisfied with whatever he would have gotten. Lohim avakish yosem izeh. He didn't look for the bigger amount. If not the fact that Hashem told him to go to the bigger land, he'd be very happy. I have my nice piece of land. I have a little bit. Whatever I need for my sheep is good enough. I think all the other ones before and after get involved with another aspect of this whole separation of Ram and Lod. And these four, number 9, 10, 11, and 12, are all discussing the fact that he gave Lot the choice. These four, like next four exits, you know, are all discussing this prat. So I had a long plane ride, so this is where I was doing these Rabbags. So this is the way it hit me, like this. Very simple. Kina sounds like something bad. Not supposed to have kina. Machlokas is bad. That's a terrible thing. You should not have shara machlokas. Try and be b'shalom. Sounds like a proper thing. Then you'd bathe. Mistapik b'muut. We know a person should be mistapik b'muut. Ezu asher, you know, asameach b'chelko. We shouldn't go after Moshe. It's kama v'kama times. So here you have Avraham Avinu, who he has no kina, and presumably if there's okay, you could say I'm not saying the shmuz, but l'chor you could say a shtickle, you know, that if the Torah is mentioning this as one of the limudim over here, that Avraham Avinu did not have any kina, l'chor it's just a deher, that it's possible he could have had some kina here. This time you see a little kochas hanefesh, like Avraham Avinu, it's like he had to aspire to this. He had to flex a muscle. I don't know if it was a big muscle, a small muscle. I've had this machlokas many times, whether you could say this shmuz or not, but I still say, I think you see a chiddush here, that if they're mentioning that Avraham Avinu, a shvach, Avraham Avinu, they didn't have kina, so if there's something there that you could praise Avraham Avinu. I had this, Ari Chazar Shmuz, I have this out, but okay, we're welcome to argue that again, but Stam, you see something that, you know, Avraham Avinu is not going to have kina from Lot, he's going to be Mekana Lot. Thomas, you know. Okay, I'm not saying that shmuz now, but I'm just saying, like, so he got past kina, and he deheard that it has to be b'sholem. Whatever I do is going to be b'sholem. So he's entitled to take whatever he wants. He just was victorious over the Arba Malachim. You know, he could do it his way. But no, Lamana Shalom, and Avraham Avinu was right anyway. Lot was the one starting up because it was because the Roi Tzon, his shepherds were not following the rules of war, you know, the rules of how do you deal with your animals. So if anything, it was Lot's fault. So it's one thing, you know, we have some kind of machlokas. It's not real machlokas over here. Just your shepherds are stealing. It was a one-sided problem over here. So I have to worry about Sholem in that situation. I said, listen, you know, this is what I'm taking, and the rest is up to you. But no, he went to that extent also, and he worked on his, you know, the midah bitachon, that everything I have is from the Ribono Shalom. Mamashi, so, you know, whatever, it's enough. It's mesavik mod. I don't need more than this. It's mamash tzidkis. I don't need more than this. But still, if with all those things in place, he still may not have been able to do it. Stam, just to the midah of to be sovel, just to be sovel. It struck me, just to be sovel things. In other words, we walk around and we could mamish work on all the midas chashuvas. We work on everything, no kina, no sinna, shalom, and mamish everything, bitacha and the stopping for muet, everything. We work on all the most idealistic morals of Musar, and yet just standing, just ability to be sober things, you know, just that, okay, so he did it, absorb it, okay, so he did it, just to be sober. It's almost like, you know, Royal Adam Koach HaSevel Kibo Yusu Harbi Malazikam Noflim Bemnei Adam. This is the cause of a lot of damage. Shlokos alot ne shlokhiach roav. It's almost like, you know, if he's supposed to get angry at Lot, so then what's the problem over here? But when you feel like you're in the right, he's the one that should have watched his shepherds. He's the one. Sometimes the nesoyan is that you're right. You just have to be sovelet, because it's going to breed machlokas, it's going to breed other things. Maybe the motivations are because you really want, you know, maybe you really want something more. Just stop to be able to be sovel that you're right, but you're still not getting the better amount. It's his fault, but you're not getting the bigger piece. Just the ability to be sovel. As a person could work on all the chashuva things, and you think like, okay, at least now he's no kina, I have nothing to stop him, everything. But if he would not be a sholem and just the ability to be a sovel, you think like it would be, to me it just struck me that it would be pashut that if someone is on the madrega, that he has no kina and he's no, you know, he's mistabi mamuat, he's mamish ironclad on bitachon, he doesn't need anything more, he's an ishalom, he's do everything bishalom, but I should give in when I'm right and he's wrong, I should give in? That, I can't do that. You would think all these other midas would protect him. But no. If Avraham Avinu would not have had this, been a sholem in the midah of a savlon, someone just to be able to, wow, he did that to you and you're not getting it. What does it bother him? He's mistopic b'muat, he doesn't need it. Sholem, this is the best way you're going to get sholem. By doing it this way. What's your problem? Why are you taking the bigger amount? Because he shouldn't get it. His shepherds are the ones who caused the problem. Lot should have been mochiach his shepherds. But what about the sholem? This is the only way you can have machlokas that way. And the more amount you mistapik b'muot, it's good to be mistapik b'muot. It's a manifestation of all the shar bitachon. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't want it. We're not supposed to have most of those extras. It's the extras. He's happy with this. He's satisfied with it. So like, getting the more is going to breed machlokas. Getting more is going to go against all my shar bitachon. But how could he get it? He's the one that caused it. And that's going to upend all these other hecha madregas, because these are chashuva things. Bitachon and shalom. How can you get more chashuva than that? You're just the ability to be a sovereign. Okay. So they did something wrong to you. Someone did something wrong to you. So and he's getting the better end of it. Okay. It sounds like I never heard. You know, you see the koyach of someone who isn't a sovereign, that it could mamish upend all the things he has in place. You think he's mamish, now he can make a erlicha decision. He could do the right thing. But just in the fact that it was his fault. Lo kos al Lot, he had to not get angry at Lot. He was able to give him the choice land, even though it was all Lot's fault. This is something that we have to exercise. We have to work on that. That even though we work on the midas, that midas ruas, but just stam sometimes, often we are right. It's not that we're always wrong. Sometimes we're right. But to be able to be mevater, even though we're right, is a very, very difficult thing to do. And the very midas that he perfected, it's going to come out machlokas, become a terrible machlokas, simply because he couldn't be sovil. He couldn't be sovil that Lot's right, and I'm not getting my way.